Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's a big night for the Republic of Ireland football team. Big afternoon. I think it's an earlier kickoff than we're used to. Pádraig Lodge has all the sport. Hi, Pádraig.
Hi, Audrey. Yeah, spot on. 5 o'clock at the start this evening for the latest World Cup qualifier. The Republic of Ireland hoping to take another forward step in their bid to reach next year's World Cup, fresh from digging out a draw with Hungary last Saturday. They're away to Armenia in the capital, Yerevan. We've live radio commentary this evening from Adrian Eames and Kenny Cunningham with studio analysis from Paul Corrie. And Adrian now looks ahead.
When a team ships 5 goals, you might expect confidence to be on the floor, and certainly Armenian belief must be fragile after Ronaldo and co swept into Yerevan at the weekend and inflicted a heavy defeat on the lowest ranked nation in the group. And now the Irish come a-calling. Ireland showed great character to come back against the 10 of Hungary to earn a 2-2 draw on Saturday. But they started slowly and gave up 2 cheap goals. They got a point with that gung-ho second half. Evan Ferguson looked sharp, bagging a goal. And he can add to his 6 international goals this evening against a side who've conceded 21 in their last 5 games. It's likely to be quite warm with the temperature set to be around 30 degrees at kick-off time. The long journey to Yerevan hasn't helped, and the pitch isn't in the best shape following a Jennifer Lopez concert there a month ago. Ireland, without the injured Sammy Smotic, will be expected to win. But the home team will fancy this. Back in the summer of 2022, Ireland, under Stephen Kenny, touched down in Yerevan for a Nations League clash. They returned with nothing to show for their efforts. Avoiding any slip-ups this evening is essential for Ireland, who will be cheered on by around about 700 travelling supporters. Kick-off is at 5 o'clock Irish time. The game is on Radio 1 Extra, with second-half coverage on Game On 2FM from 6 o'clock. And there's full TV coverage on RTE2.
That's Adrian Eames. Scotland continued their solid start to World Cup qualification with a 2-0 win over Belarus. They're seeking to reach a first World Cup since France 98. One other fixture of note for Irish football tonight, the under-21s face Andorra in their latest Euro qualifier. The game at Tallaght Stadium will be live on RTE2 television. And Nottingham Forest have sacked head coach Nuno Espirito Santo. He was vocal in recent weeks about his decision to really dissatisfied with the lack of signings in the transfer window. And he also revealed that he was barely on speaking terms with the club's owner. So not a massive surprise that events have moved on there. The former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley feels Irish golf will benefit hugely from the promotion generated by last weekend's Irish Open at the K Club and the inspiration it'll provide to young people to play and follow the game. Between RTE Television and the RTE Player, over 430,000 people tuned in to watch the final round live. The venue itself was packed to capacity and the event dominated sports coverage in newspapers and online. McGinley would also like to see more of the top American players taking part.
They can talk about growing the game and all that kind of stuff. And you saw a lot of young kids out there in the K Club at the weekend there with their dads or their granddads or whatever watching the game. And that's how I got drawn into it. Going to Portmarnock and watching the likes of Greg Norman and, you know, David Graham from Australia and Payne Stewart and Lee Trevino and all of these guys coming over to play in the Irish Open back in the day. And I think that's the best way of growing the game is to be up close and personal and watching these superstars that you watch on TV playing on a golf course that you know and be able to stand a yard or two away from him, watch him hitting the ball, get drawn into the aura and the excitement of what professional sport is. And I'd like to see more of that. Scottie Scheffler, for example, played one tournament between the middle of August last year and February. And, you know, that's the world number one, and we're not getting to see enough of them around the world. And I think that's a shame. And it's not just Ireland that loses out. A lot of countries in Europe and indeed Australia and Asia and all of those countries that would love to see superstars go down and play. But we're being denied that because of the way golf is set up, where the players are independent traders. They pick and choose where they want to play and they're not contracted.
Paul McGinley. Tullamore welterweight Grainne Walsh advanced to the quarterfinals at the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool with a unanimous win, but there were defeats for Jennifer Lee Hahn and Jack Marley. Today, Lisa O'Rourke from Roscommon enters the ring at lunchtime for her light middleweight quarterfinal. Irish Champions Weekend will break new ground this week when Asfura, trained by Henry Dwyer, will become the first Australian horse to run at the festival. The mare won Group 1 sprints at Royal Ascot in York and will be in action at the Curra on Sunday in the Bar 1 Racing Flying 5 Stakes. The man who rode her to those 2 victories, Oisín Murphy, is optimistic about her chances.
I'm really looking forward to Asfura. She was excellent in the Nunthorpe. She travelled with a great deal of zest and she was well on top from a furlong out. It's great to see her back to her very best, reliving what she did at Royal Ascot 14 months previously. We're really hopeful the ground stays dry in Ireland. I think if it does, she would go to the Curragh with a leading chance. I haven't had a Group 1 winner in Ireland since Rowan Lyon in the Champion Stakes in 2018, so it really would be a huge result for me if Asfura could win at the Curragh. It's a very special weekend, and I'm delighted that so many people have got behind it, and I think it's a fantastic initiative.
Batsman and wicketkeeper Ben Callitz has been called up to the Ireland squad for the first time for the three-match T20 series against England and Malahide later this month. He previously played underage international cricket for Canada. Walsh Park in Waterford is to be closed immediately to allow reseeding work on the pitch. The dry summer has badly affected the playing surface, but the county board chairman Neil Moore is hopeful that this will be the last summer they face such a situation, as plans are in place to install an undersoil pitch irrigation system. Finally, the Ireland men's basketball team has been drawn in a group with Luxembourg, Azerbaijan and top seeds North Macedonia for the European Championship qualifiers. It'll be the first qualifying campaign under new coach Michael Bree.